Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Every once in a while, we gotta the religious people.
There are 720 churches in Charlotte. I'm sure we can find one where you can stuff your face.
Shut up. Quit pointing out the problem.
Men will be proud, arrogant, abusive. You watch some of today's rock star pastors, and you will see every characteristic Paul listed played out in vivid detail on the church stage.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Spanning the globe. To bring you, let's discover together, shall we? Why? Because I have a stack of stuff you sent to idea at wretched.org. What to do with it? It's all so good and yet not enough for an entire segment. So what's a talk show host to do? Assemble it, slap on a dated theme song, and call it Wide World of Christian Stories. That wasn't bad. Kind of hit my post right there. This is Wretched Radio. Although I suppose we should use Olympic music. That would make us more contemporary and hip and cool or something like that. The Olympics are in February, I believe. The Winter Olympics, if I'm not mistaken.
I actually heard that the other day and had no clue.
I saw the commercial is what I saw. And actually, it was actually a genuinely funny commercial. I can't recreate it for you because, well, it wasn't that memorable, but it was like, oh, that's funny. And it was remarkable in that most commercials that try to be funny aren't. Have you noticed that? It's like, really? Or just mug face. Like somebody just go, oh, I know the one that gets me. Could somebody hire some comedians, some writers for Will Ferrell and his commercials? It's like, dude sitting in a bathtub with a plastic shower cap on. Ah, that was funny when Lucille Ball was popular. When Milton Berle was a thing, that type of thing would have played just fine. Not so much today. Let's span the globe, shall we, and see what we've got. Oh, Jimmy, this one's very exciting, and it's from our hometown, Alpharetta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading about this Fortis. I wonder where the accent goes. Fortis. An institute, they're having a match giving campaign because year-end giving is so important, and right now would be a really, really good time to join them if you're already supporting your local church and you have excess funds and you would like to support a ministry that's going to go nuts in 2026. I'm just telling you, we're doing a lot. God has been kind to us to open up doors. These are genuine ministry doors, campuses that we will be visiting to bring the gospel and proclaim King Jesus. That's the message. There's no king like Jesus. If you would be kind enough to consider supporting us in that endeavor and, well, everything else we do here at Fortis Institute, I'm not sure how to say it, Fortis Institute. You can do so, learn more, and potentially become a gospel partner at fortisinstitute.org/donate. fortisinstitute.org/donate. Nice to get a story right here in our hometown.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Let's go to Britain, shall we? Do you know what the Magna Carta is? Well, it has been used in British law now for 810 years, specifically regarding trial by jury. That's what made the Magna Carta, among other things, so special. Well, not so much anymore. Isn't it good to be enlightened? Isn't it good that we know so much more than those morons from 1,000 years ago? I mean, really? Just because they were building civilizations, their architecture was staggering without the computers that we use today. They were dumb. They were just dumb. So whatever they believed, we need to toss that out. And so it is in Great Britain. That's exactly what they're doing. They want to eliminate jury trials for jail sentences less than 3 years. That means you no longer have a right. If it's, you know, something that will just get you through. Now, they'll do it for the big stuff, but not for the little stuff. And by the way, what is some of the little stuff? Have you noticed the slew? And I mean slew. Of videos on the internet machine where people are getting arrested for being moral in Great Britain For instance, here is just one example, and I've got a number of them, and another one from Canada, I think a couple from Canada to boot. British woman convicted of hate crime for calling her attacker a gay slur. She claims 11 police officers entered her home to arrest her while she was in the bath. Here's the skinny. The woman was convicted of a hate crime because she was beaten up by a man and then sent text messages to a friend calling the man a slur. It was a slur that was like every fourth word when I was in sixth grade. That's just what you called everybody back then. But that was back then. Today, it's considered violence because words are violence, don't you know? In fact, sorry for the digression, but I just happen to have it right here providentially. Over 90% of college students think words can be violence. We'll get back to that in just a moment. This woman used that type of violence and she got arrested while sitting in the bathtub by 11 police officers, because we can't have that sort of violence in Great Britain. Now, that'll probably get her less than 3 years, which means she doesn't have a right to a jury, which means some appointed judge or elected official can sentence her for hate speech. Here's another one for you. Canadian pastor arrested after refusing court-ordered apology for protesting drag queen events at public library. Now, I don't know the details. I don't know how it went down, but he just seemed like an average dude who broke his parole. Why? Well, he had done the protesting. He was told to knock it off in 2023 because he intimidated a librarian by protesting an event at the library where men in lingerie were reading to children. Oh, insert violent eye roll here. We can't call that out, because it's going to hurt somebody's feelings. Hello? Really? Really? We have grown men dressed up as women, caricatures of women, really, and we can't point that out and say, wrong? Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. So after intimidating this librarian for protesting at the library, he'd been on a year-long house arrest, which was set to end next month, when he refused to apologize, and that breached his sentence conditions. So they arrested the dude and his kids were there. I could have grabbed the sound for you, but it wasn't great. But what you do hear is the little boy yelling, "Daddy." Okay, great. That's just terrific. Giving away our nations. And as long as we're in Canada, they're number one. That's right. We can say this definitively and authoritatively. Canada is number one in something. You say, Todd, in what are they number one? Euthanizing people. That's right. They set a world record. Congratulations. 16,499 people were euthanized in 2024. No. 58% died of euthanasia in Canada in 2024. Why? Distress, anxiety, fear, existential suffering. That's up 20%. 22.9% died by euthanasia because of loneliness. So that's all it takes. I feel alone. Hey, doctor, you know that whole Hippocratic business? Well, forget about it. They were dumb too, because that was really old. Please help kill me. Canada, congratulations. Let's go to Nigeria, shall we? And I'm just picking this one because it is just represents so many. Have you noticed a proliferation of stories of Christian persecution around the globe? And I mean ugly business. This is just one. Gunmen abduct 215 school children and 12 teachers. They Religion of Peace, of course, is responsible for that. Shh, don't tell anybody that it's Islam that's still behaving like, you know, terrorists. This is going on in Africa and around the globe. Be praying for our Christian brothers and sisters. Hey, congratulations, Miss England. I guess they still, should they call it Miss England? Shouldn't they just call it human ink? No, that's got the word man in it. Person? No, that's got the word son in it. And that's historically, those white Christian males said that that was a boy assigning them the name son at birth. What do we call a
people?
People. Well, if you try, you can take three letters from people. Spells pop. That's a term for father.
Yeah.
And that's sexist. And that's violent. Those are violent words that you're using right there. 90% of college students think words can be violence. Shouldn't be shocked at that. That is the fruit of expressive postmodernism. That is the fruit of CRT. And that worldviews have consequences. Well, Miss England, or whatever you want to oppress her with, she won as the first out lesbian. Well, that's cool. She says it shouldn't make any difference, but she used it as a part of her platform for winning Miss England. Congratulations. I was just reading somebody, I can't remember. Was it the guy that we talked about yesterday? Freitas, maybe? At any rate, we really are living in two different countries right now, aren't we? How long will we be compatible? This is Wretched Radio.
Here's a question. When's the last time you heard of a ministry making everything free? That's what happened this year at Fortis Institute. For years, we sold our books and our studies, all of our resources, because that's how we kept the lights on. But this year, we closed the warehouse. Everything we produce is now completely free. And here's the opportunity you have right now. Every gift you give through the end of the year is matched. Dollar for dollar match up to $500,000. FortisInstitute.org. Give now and watch your gift double today.
The hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. At Fortis Institute, we've assembled an incredible team of biblical voices who are equipping believers every day. And the beautiful part, when you join us and link arms with us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, your faithful giving doesn't just sit there. It multiplies into campus evangelism and biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Well, join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel. Every man knows what it's like to fight a battle no one else can see. You wake up, you're determined that today is going to be different. This time, you're going to be stronger than the temptation. But then evening comes, and there you are again, right back where you started. You're making promises to yourself that you already know deep down that you're not going to keep tomorrow. That's what Todd Friel gets into very deeply with his resource, Play the Man. It's available right now as an ebook, an audiobook, and video series only at fortisplus.org. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you actually felt something without fear, without shame, without immediately wanting to numb it? If you're living on autopilot, you're not alone. Millions are told the same thing. It's just a chemical imbalance. Hey, take this, you'll be fine. But you're not fine. You're numb. Dr. Greg Gifford gets that, and his new series, Life Without the Numb, is available right now, absolutely free at fortisplus.org. This isn't about ignoring struggles. It's about transformation from the inside out.
Revelation. Is the Bible really God's word, or is it just a collection of human ideas? Here are a few words the Bible uses to describe itself. Perfect, God-breathed, authoritative, without error, the word of the living God. The Bible is God's inspired and trustworthy word to humanity, through which he makes himself known and continues to draw us to himself.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And the award goes to... This is Wretched Radio. That's right. That was a sound effect. You see, we don't get into that computerized stuff around here. Everybody leaning on the AI business. Oh, not us. That's an actual human drum roll right there. Speaking of AI, where is that? I've got an article here that shows the number, the percentage of pastors. That's not it. The percentage of pastors who are using AI. You won't be shocked that it's just exploding, the number of pastors who are using it. The question is, for what are they using it? Are they using it for research? Well, okay, but you got to be really careful with that because AI can really take advantage of that and do way more preparation than they should be allowed to. Do research, fine. Find a date, find a source, find a quote, fine. And by the way, finding quotes, do not trust AI. I'm telling you, I have had enough experience with it now. Unless you can verify with an actual source, I told my AI machine, because I'll use it to look for quotes from a, typically from Puritans, please find me a quote from so-and-so talking about thus and thus. And do not make up the quote. Never, ever make up quotes. Only give me verifiable, certifiable, direct quotes from the source. Understood. Gives me a bunch of quotes. I click on the source. I don't see the actual quote. So I go back to the AI machine and I say, hey, I checked out that source. That quote doesn't appear. Oh, sorry. That seems to be something that we think that maybe that Puritan would have said, but we cannot find an actual direct quote. And it has happened to me easily a dozen times, which leads me to think if it's happening with something that I can verify, how much bad information is being cranked out by the AI machine? How much false information are people downloading into their brain, making decisions about things that are potentially going to have very bad results? Here it is right here. 2/3, 61% of pastors report using AI weekly or daily for applications such as sermon preparation. That's a foul. Pastor, please do not let AI write your sermon. Do not let AI outline your sermon. I get it. This is a bit of an art as well as a science when it comes not just to plagiarism, but leaning on somebody else. You don't need AI to cheat. You can go read somebody else's sermon and just grab the outline. That's not just lazy. I think that you're robbing yourself and your congregation of the hard work that goes into thinking it through, coming up with this is the outline of the text. This is what the text reveals to me as I read this and study it and regurgitate and prepare for this congregation. So it's being used for sermon prep, which I think is a big no-no. Research, okay. But be careful if your AI research is keeping you from doing any studying. So you don't do any other reading. You're not going through, whether it's theology books or any book, frankly. If you're not continuing to study, then you shouldn't be leaning on the AI machine for that. And crafting church communications. Well, there's an interesting one, Jimmy, that the letter from the pastor could be written by AI. You got a problem with that? It's not sermon prep.
It depends on what's in it.
Hey, congregation. And it'll be really brilliantly written because AI can. It can.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It can really make it like, wow. But you can almost tell. You can. AI, to me, is still like a dubbed foreign film. I'm sorry. It's just not. No, it doesn't sound. It's sort of like the AI music we listened to last week. The number one Spotify Christian worship song was AI. I could just tell. Because the human voice doesn't sing the way that thing did. It was too perfect. And and you could tell that it just hit way upper range notes without any strain or struggle. And it's like, no, that's what makes listening to music interesting. Regardless, AI, it can write stuff. It can communicate very well. It's just not the actual pastor. Dear congregation, this weekend, we're going to have a potluck and we're going to study Hebrews or something like that. And it'll be written brilliantly. In fact, kind of a naturally frankly, but nevertheless, it'll be really, really good. You got a problem with that, Jimmy? Pastor leaning on the AI machine for an email?
For an email.
Communication.
Yeah, I don't...
The poster that's marketing the upcoming vacation Bible school.
Yeah, I don't think so. As long as it's not teaching.
Long as it's not teaching.
Yeah, I think that's...
Well, that's an, you know what? That's actually kind of interesting. Because you know what I was thinking it is akin to? When we look at the younger generation that doesn't learn math tables, times tables, because they've got a calculator.
Yeah.
It's like, you should be able to know what 4 times 4 is instead of leaning on the calculator. Shouldn't we be able to send out an email?
Well, no, you're right about that, because that's pretty much the very reason that I kind of rejected AI for the most part, because I don't want to get in that habit. So I can understand that too.
You get stupider.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get sharper.
Nope.
And you know what? You probably will sacrifice some cleverness or maybe some colorful language. And I don't mean like that kind of colorful language. You're going to sacrifice some of that. But there's got to be a line someplace, doesn't there? Where we're just letting our brains turn to mush as we let computers go about the business of doing everything for us. I'm sure that that thought right there, that'd probably make a good addition on the Tucker Carlson show right there. There's got to be some sort of conspiracy going on right there. He seems to be kind of into that stuff these days.
He does.
Have you known? I don't listen to him very often. I like Tucker. I know he's been getting into some hot water. I'm not commenting on that. I'm just saying he's a likable guy. I hope he's saved. I hope that he finds himself. This is, you know what? If I had a gift to give to Tucker Carlson for Christmas, this would be it. Tucker, we're going to search high and low, and we're going to find the best Bible teaching church near your home, and we're going to take you there and have you become a member who gives and shows up and serves and becomes a part of the life of a local community. I hope he's doing that. If he's not, that's whenever you see a Christian celebrity make some sort of profession of faith or some celebrity make a profession of faith, it's like, are you going to, what's your church? Tell me about your church. Because let me tell you, it's dicey enough when famous people get saved as to whether or not it's a genuine conversion. But if they do not have membership in a local church, it's like, it's just a matter of time. That's what I want for Russell Brand. That's why I'm actually kind of hopeful for Joe Rogan. I don't think that he's made a profession of faith at this point, but he is attending a Bible teaching church. And he seems to be rather enamored by it. He said, because the people are so nice. I guess the circles he runs in, it probably doesn't experience niceness very much, but he just is just infatuated with the fact that they're so friendly with him. And it's not just in church, it's in the parking lot, it's when he bumps into them elsewhere. So let's hope that Joe becomes a member of a church along with the rest of them. Best thing in the world for them. But that brings us back. It doesn't, but we needed to get back anyway to Ashley Madison winning the Boohoo Award. Why? Because they're lamenting the fact that they're losing business because of the AI girlfriend creation. I'm so sorry you can't connect people to sin outside of the inside of their marriages. I feel really bad about that. These are for people who are married seeking to have discreet relationships. That makes it sound so less sinful, doesn't it? The spokesperson, the ad executive, said she was concerned by the rapid growth of sites promoting AI relationships. Quote, AI dating is very new for us. How do we deal with competitors which allow you to build your own fantasy rather than having a real connection with a woman? Oh. I feel so sorry for you, Ashley, that people are sinning in a new way and you're getting left in the dust. Permit me to conclude the study that I cited a few minutes earlier. Over 90% of college students think words can be violence. It's true. There were 2,000 undergrads who were surveyed. Really, at Utah State or Utah Valley University, that's where Charlie Kirk was assassinated. The kids are actually nervous. They don't think that they have the liberty. The 2/3 of them think, I can't say what's on my mind for fear of violence. Furthermore, all students, 90%, think that words can be violence. And if you think that that's a mystery, I understand the, like, what? Words can be violence, sticks and stones, don't you know? The reason is because anybody who tries to disagree with you or express something that you don't believe in, they are challenging the very essence of you. It is akin to a physical assault, because expressive postmodernism says, ain't nobody going to tell you that you can do anything wrong ever. Don't you dare let them say no to you. And so when people do, guess what? Words are violence. One more reason. We're going to the campuses next year. If you'd kindly consider supporting us in our endeavor to do so, we would be mega grateful. FortisInstitute.org/donate. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.